the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15, it says, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. God's not patriotic, and he doesn't teach to be patriotic in the Bible at all. And the reason why people get mad about it, because they are patriotic. I used to like, you know, I still like doing fireworks, but we just basically have a 4th of July fellowship, and it's not about America. It's just about us just hanging out together and lighting pop fireworks. So we have a good time. It's like, you know, a war zone over here. So we got some pretty cool illegal fire, or they're illegal most places, but we have some pretty cool fireworks here. But anyway, you know, the Bible is very clear that, and I preached a sermon called America, and well, I just basically dismantled the whole, you know, faulty patriotism thing that we have going on in this country. I mean, everybody wants to wear their Garth Brooks shirts and their, you know, wrap themselves in the American flag. And just that, you know, we actually took over a kingdom and rebelled. This nation was born from rebellion. And I mean, a bad tree can't bring forth good fruit. Eventually, this nation is going to fall and they're going to reap what they sowed. And that includes people, you know, anybody that lives in this country. I mean, it's just, that's just what God does. He does this to every nation, and we're not special in compared to other places. And God just holds it as a very light thing. People get mad about me saying stuff like that, but it's just true. And think about this. Freedom of speech is also not a concept in the Bible. You know, I'll use freedom of speech, and I'll just like Paul used, you know, his Roman citizenship, I'll use it. But one thing that God killed somebody for and had them stoned to death for was blaspheming his name early on in the days of Moses. Someone blasphemed outside of the camp. Did he have freedom of speech? You know, people use God's name in vain all the time in this country, and it's not a big deal. So, I mean, what's right? America's concept of freedom of speech or God's concept that you're not going to use my name in vain, and that is not freedom of speech. So there's certain things they'd be put to death for saying in God's kingdom, and that's the way it's going to be. So, but I mean, yeah, I mean, just separating the fact that America is not, you know, is not godly, there's no way that you can't see those things in the Bible. I remember I stood up at a basketball game, and I grew up saluting the flag or whatever and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I remember after I became a Christian, though, I was at a basketball game. I think I was with my son, and they had us do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they said to put your hand on your heart and take off your hat. And I just stood there. I didn't like sit down or anything like that, but I just remember feeling like this isn't right. This isn't something that's right to do. And I don't think it's even right to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So get mad about that.
Do you think Abraham, every 4th of July, God has said, I'm proud to be a Canaanite, where at least I know there's queers. You know what I mean? He didn't sing that song. I'm proud to be a Canaanite where I can sojourn and be free. No, he didn't sing that song. Did Jesus sing, I'm proud to be a Roman citizen? No. You can put any of these nations up here. I'm proud to be a Greek. I'm proud to be a Babylonian. So stand up. No.
I'm just trying to make the point that, you know, it just sounds so silly to say you're proud to be an American where, you know, at least you know you're free. You know, are we really free? Should we be proud? I mean, God hates pride. And obviously, I know that pride can mean like, you know, like something that you feel strongly about. But like pride is just, you know, to be like a proud American, that means you basically think your America is so exceptional that everything else, nothing else compares to it. And I was just mocking that song a little bit after I got done just ripping everything to shreds concerning patriotism. So.